Macmillan Australia Audio and Belinda present The Manual, a practical guide to life, health and happiness, written and read by Dr. Kieran Kennedy and Scott Henderson. To all the men who came before us and all the men of the future. Introduction. The Oxford Dictionary defines masculinity as, who cares, right? A dictionary definition first published in 1884 carries little weight for the modern man. Let's face it, it carries even less when we start to unpack what defines him. It's the roaring 20s and traditional masculinity is about as outdated as dictionaries themselves. Masculinity and manhood are no longer constrained to definition. Blokes the world over are redefining what it means to be a man by nailing feats of physical, mental, and emotional might. The modern man is a person no longer summed up through a single sentence, and so naturally the opening line of the book you're holding in your hands right now isn't doing that either. As a psychiatrist and a magazine editor, we first crossed paths as COVID-19 was intensifying its grip on the world, instantly bonding over a mutual desire to reshape perceptions around men and their well-being. Through the lens of an ever-changing new normal, we both saw the potential in changing cultural paradigms to really shake up the way we look at health, masculinity, and manhood as a whole. We found ourselves increasingly frustrated, researching, and most of all, lamenting that we didn't have an exhaustive resource to navigate all that encompassed manhood in the modern era. That men's health had lain for too long, split off into silos of fitness, mind, success, or dating. Despite the advancements, there remained a disconnect in the holistic view of health that the modern man deserved. Between us, we had unparalleled access to cutting-edge research, the world's greatest minds, and the blessing of personally making every mistake under the sun when it comes to our own well-being too. Here we were, two men having just fumbled their way through their 20s to emerge into their 30s grateful for the fumbles and wanting to share what we'd discovered. We both remain staunch believers that aesthetics don't maketh the man. We challenge any reader to feed back to us exactly how much Martin Luther King Jr. benched in his prime. We've never seen Steve Jobs' BMI referenced in any obituary, and neither of our grandfathers' eulogies contained a single reference to the circumference of their biceps. It is the characters of these men that linger in the memory. It was their shared goal of holistic and global betterment that made them the men they were, and that makes us the men we want to be too. Thanks to pioneers in the realms of health, culture, and wellness, masculinity has evolved into a truly subjective concept, a melting pot of who, what, and why that's far from the one-liners that have come before. Manhood, now more than ever, is taking on a subtly different meaning for each and every man. Mind as much as muscle, inside as much as out. The modern man shows up in strength while leaning into the vulnerable too. He's no longer defined by career, possessions, or status. The modern man is who he pivots, he who writes his own destiny. In recent times, we've seen both men and women revolt against wayward societal norms, sparking cultural movements such as #MeToo and Black Lives Matter.